O'Kamac Marsh is a large wetland area just outside Winnipeg in Canada. It's home, at various times of the year, to thousands of birds. And although they are the most visual, and the reason so many people visit the area, the wetlands also provide a home to many other animals. That's according to resident wildlife expert Jacques Bourgeois.
It benefits a big slew of animals. Wetlands are considered to be the tropical rainforest of the north. And often people don't realize that for so many years we saw wetlands as wasteland. As a matter of fact, this place was used during the Second World War as a bombing range. People would drop bombs. The fighters, the pilots, would actually practice their accuracy and see how close they could drop bombs to the targets before going to Europe for the war. So that's one thing that we had to take into consideration when we reopened this place to the public is we'll want to make sure there was no bombs left in the marsh. Imagine the little kids showing, oh, look, mommy, look what I found, right? So we had the army here to make sure that there was no more bombs left, and they demined, and they found about 120 of those shells. They were not big shells with big charges, but still enough that it could harm a kid. So people's perception of wetlands were just, it was a really bad place, it was smelly, it was not productive, so they drained the majority of them. So obviously, we're trying to show people that wetlands benefit, obviously, the birds, the wildlife. Mammals, we have about 10 to 15,000 muskrats in this little wetland here. We have deer, foxes, coyotes, badgers, ground squirrels, you name it. They all benefit. We have a big food chain taking place in this wetland. And of course, it's a perfect habitat for these animals. They can find the food, the shelter, all they need, the protection. But also, it benefits humans as well for on a few levels. For example, wetlands are known as the sponges of the earth. So if you have huge rainfall or excess moisture, excess water, well, that water will go into the wetlands and remain there for a few weeks and basically leave the wetland either through evaporation or just through trickling out. But it will not actually all rush into those big waterways to raise the levels and create floods. So wetlands prevent floods. That's one big thing that wetlands can do. They also clean the water naturally. For example, this wetland was the main water supply for the city of Winnipeg for about 20 years. It's like nature's kidneys. Basically, all the water going through here will spend so much time and basically all the impurities, all the chemicals and all the pollutants will drop down to the bottom, get used by the plants and so on. And the water coming out will be pure, about 97% cleaner than it was coming in. So it's a good way to clean the water naturally. As a matter of fact, our building here uses wetlands to clean the sewage water. So all the water that is treated naturally through the plants will go back into the marsh, and it actually comes out cleaner than it was going in. So it's a wonderful thing to take into account that all the benefits it has for year-round as well.
And when do you think is the best time of year to come and visit this area?
Well, O'Kamac Marsh is open year-round. It's provincial land, so it's basically accessible all the time. The only thing is you'll have a different show every time you come. For example, during the fall migration, it's going to be hundreds of thousands of waterfowl, so geese and ducks of all kinds everywhere. It's just fascinating. If you come in the wintertime, it's all the migrants in the north that will come here, like the snowy owls, the red poles, the buntings. So they'll call Manitoba home for the winter because it's nicer and warmer, I guess, than it is up in the Arctic. So if you want to see those kind of birds that you don't get to see at the time of the year, it's a good time to see them. In the spring, well, all the migrants come back from the south, so you have all the small songbirds, all the shorebirds, and then in the summertime, obviously, it's time for the babies. So we have tons of goslings, ducklings, and all kinds of babies everywhere. So it's every time, actually, it's a good time to be here.
That's Jacques Bourgeois from the O'Kamac Marsh near Winnipeg in Manitoba, Canada.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.